Blog Talk Radio.
That your body needs attention, and I don't wanna take away from your body's perfection by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't wanna make it hard, 'cause it's all way too simple.
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cotton Campbell. And let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. We've been having these conversations about relationships, men and women, for years, and I still don't think that we've come to any common ground. We haven't come to a happy medium. It just seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. So tonight's topic, if you didn't know, is do men want to be chased in the relationship these days? Because I can tell you from having conversations with some of the ladies that, and then just from the stuff that I've seen on social media, that men want to be chased now. They don't want to be the hunters anymore. It's starting to feel like that. They don't want to be the hunters. They want women to hunt them. And I'm not a hunter. I wasn't born to be a hunter. I just want to put that out there for those who are confused about this. I don't want to be a hunter. The questions are coming up as what happened to the men who tell you point blank, I want to be with you. I want to get to know you better. I want whatever it is. What happened to that guy? We've gotten away from a lot of that. What happened to women leaving a little mystery in dating, not exposing everything, not putting all of their body parts out there, not putting everything out there? It's like we're putting everything out on social media now, and there's no mystery to who, you know, I mean, pretty much there's a lot of female out there that are just exposing everything. So what is a man supposed to do at this point? But these are questions. Like, we want to know. Like, I'm single. So I'm at a place now, it's like, dang, do I got to chase him to get him to notice me? Or do I just sit back and wait? You know, everything in me personally, let me just say this, because with being a minister, everything with me says, let God take over. That's everything in me says that. But I know living here on earth and we're in the flesh is, what is it? We're in the flesh. If you were to ask me, I would be telling you to wait on God. Because in the beginning, when you became an adult or when you started dating, may not have been an adult yet, but when you started dating, you didn't wait on God. You just jumped right in. You just did whatever. And so me, being this woman and having the experiences, I'm going to say, yeah, you should probably wait on God. So if the man that is for you is doing what he's supposed to do, that God is having him do, he's preparing himself, just like you should be preparing yourself as a woman, to be receptive of that man. But in the dating world of the flesh, and I'm saying it that way so that we can differentiate what it is, and I'm saying, hey, Samantha, hey, honey boo. In the dating world of the flesh, and because people say it all the time, men are natural hunters, but it's not feeling like men are natural hunters anymore, because these days men are just going after whatever, and women are accepting whatever. Nobody's really taking the time to get to know one another. Nobody's taking the time to say, these are the things I want. These are the things that, and I'm not saying no one. No, don't let me say no one, because I don't know everybody. But it just, from what you see and hear these days, it just feels like no one's trying to stay in these relationships long term. The minute something goes bad, they out. Anything goes bad, they're out. Nothing in this hat right now. Yeah, I just want to. I don't know what's going on with this hat right now, but it's really irritating me. And this is one of my favorite hats, and I don't think I put it on right. Anywho, in Radio Land, y'all can't see my hat. That's what's happening. And so, We have questions. And I don't know if anybody wants to call in with some answers, but the call-in number is 515-602-9613 if you just want to join the conversation. So, but at the end of the day, the ideal is to press, and I'm sorry, and press 1 if you want me, if you want to join in the conversation. The number is 515-602-9613. Press 1 if you want to join the conversation. Do men still want to chase women? Are the men still at a place where they want to say, you know what, I'm going to go after this woman and I'm going to pursue her to my best capability to see if we are a match, to see if she is the woman that is meant for me, to see if she is the woman that is to my liking and the woman that I want to be a part of my life for the rest of my life. Now it's, I just want to see if she's the woman I can get into bed real quick and be about my way, or to see if she is the woman I can get to pay a couple of bills for me and be on my way. That's where we're at, fellas. I'm going to tell you this. And I'm going to be as polite and as kind and as sweet as I possibly can. Stop asking women for money. If y'all don't pay bills together, don't be calling her asking her for no money. Don't call her. Don't text her. Don't cash app an invoice. None of that to her. And y'all don't pay no bills together. Y'all don't live in the same house. None of that. Period. Okay? Because that she, yeah, she don't owe you nothing. She don't owe you nothing. Y'all don't live, y'all not that. And if she's kind enough to give you a dollar or loan you $5, then be respectful enough to give it back to her, because it's not yours. It belongs to her. But I just want to know if anybody has answers to this question, because I'm telling you from what I see. I just saw a lady, a post today, where the woman was upset with the guy because he took her to Shake Shack. Took her to Shake Shack. I thought Shake Shack for lunch. She had a problem with that. In Kansas City, if I say I want to go to lunch and he says, let's go to Go Chicken Go, we're going because that's what I like. That's what I want to eat. I will say it's a mess. But it seems like, and she doesn't speak for every woman. I don't know who this young lady was, but she doesn't speak for the rest of the women of the world. I don't know who's coming up with these lists, and I don't know who's coming up with these. That was her criteria. And I feel like this, ladies, I feel like this. If you don't like where he's taking you with his money, then use your money and take him out to eat. If you don't like, and y'all should have already had that conversation. If you didn't like going to Shake Shack, then you should say, look, I know we're going out, but I'm going to just tell you one place you can never take me and don't take me to Shake Shack. Or one place you can never take me and you, as long as it's not McDonald's, we're good. You know, and as long as they serve something other than pork, we're good. But if you didn't put that stipulation out there, don't count his money and how he spends it on you when he gets ready to spend it on you. Because otherwise, bring your own money. Bring your own money and then take him out. And you're like, you know, babe, that's not what I want. Can we go somewhere else? I'll pay. It's fine. It's okay. I'll pay for it. Because that's what women do. That's what women do. That's what women do. Let me say that again. That's what women do. Okay? So at the end of the day, if you don't like where he's taking you, then use your money and go somewhere else. Take him. But here we are in this place of the dating world, because now you got Tinder. You've got Plenty of Fish. You've got the Christian Mingles. You've got Black, you've got all these different dating sites. And men are now sitting back and saying, well, I'll say hello or I'll do this. And I know because they come in my inbox with the nonsense. They come in my inbox and we're still at a place where I'm over 40. We're still in a place where we're playing, trying to play head games with a woman like me. And it's not going to work because with me, you're either in or you're out. And there are a lot of women like that. You're either in or you're out. Nobody wants in this 2024, nobody wants games with you. Grow up. If you're wondering why she's saying, you know what? I can pay my own bills. I can take care of myself. I can do this. I can do that. She's saying she don't need you. And if she don't need you for none of those things, then she don't need you for sex either because they make toys for that now. And she can buy plenty. So you're just out altogether because she would rather be by herself and enjoying and pleasuring herself than have somebody who's selfish sitting around waiting to take from her instead of providing for her or giving to her and creating or building something together with her. We don't want, there are women out there that don't want that. I can tell you I don't want that. But I'm speaking in general. There are a lot of women, you know, contrary to what you're watching, the Megan Thee Stallions, the this, the that, whatever it is that you're watching on social media, and all these other female people that are putting all their goods out there, contrary to what you see, there are women, not girls, not female, women who still want to be courted, who still want you to call them for a date, who still want you to take them out, who still want you to get to know them, who's still looking for somebody they can build with. And if that ain't you, keep it moving. I put a post up that's been circulating for years, and it says, stop disturbing women you're not ready for. Men are the hunters. So, but there more men commented on that post than anything. Well, it goes both ways. Stop doing that, too. Please stop doing that. Women need to stop doing it. Men, stop doing it. If this post is directed towards men, then stop trying to switch it to women. Take accountability and say, you know what? There are men out there like that that need to stop doing that. There are men out there that need to stop doing that. Don't disturb her if you're not ready for her. Because there are many women out there that will tell you she wants to be a wife. She's not looking to be your piece, your side chick, your dime piece, or none of that. She's looking to be the wife. And if you ain't ready to be the husband, then stop bothering women who clearly have made it clear that they want to be a wife. And I'm going to say this a few more times. I am somebody's wife. And eventually, I'm going to find that man who wants to be the husband, okay? I'm single, but people like to disturb my peace because they want a peace. People like to try to disturb. People want to insist that they will disturb your peace because they want a peace, not because they want you, not because they're looking to build anything with you, not because they want a wife, not because they want to be a husband. They just want to see how much they can get from you, and then they'll move on. So don't let them do it. God gave you discernment, and he's going to let you know. God's going to show you. See, some of y'all fellas think y'all smarter than the average black woman. Some of y'all think y'all smarter than the average woman, but you're not. Because at the end of the day, you ain't God. And if you ain't godly, you shouldn't be trying to deal with a godly woman. I don't care what she's doing in her life. If she's praying and she's reading her Bible and she's asking God for to change her, and in whatever she's doing privately, she's built her relationship with God. She's a godly woman at the end of the day. Because you better believe at some point God is talking to her. The Holy Spirit's having conversations with her. No matter what she's doing in her life. And if she's established a relationship with God, you about to be S-O-P. about to be SOL because she might deal with you just for a little while. But eventually, deuces, deuces. So, I'm doing a lot of talking, but it's obvious that men want to be chased. Obvious. Men want to be chased. They don't want to be the hunters anymore. So we as women are now turning into the hunters. I guess I'm a star because I ain't hunting nothing. I'm not hunting. I'm not. That's not who I'll ever be. That's not who God made me to be. I am not the hunter. I'm not. I'm barely good at catching fish. I gut a fish, but I can't catch. I'm not good at catching a fish. So it ain't happening. Samantha says, the internet has created a false sense of reality, and I do have 3 to 5 a.m. 3 to 5 conversations, and it's real. Baby, it's real. That's what she says. So I'm telling you, she's not the only one. You see it on the people I don't know. I see it. It shows up because my algorithm, of course, gives me stuff. So I see it. Fortunate that that's what it is. But that's what the society has created, and being on internet and being online has created, because no, men don't walk up to me these days and be like, excuse me, miss, can I get your name? You're absolutely beautiful. But if they see me online, they'll come in my inbox. Some of them are way out of, some of them aren't even in my league, and they know they're not in my league. But here they are online in my inbox like you have a chance, sir. You don't. Please act like you just saw me. I am a real person. Act like you see what I look like for real. Because you can't, my point is that you'll come in you'll go in a woman's inbox because you're trying to talk to 15 different women at one time. But if you see that very same woman on the street, you won't walk up to her and say anything. You know why? Because everything that you're doing is deceptive. You want to be deceptive. And it's hard to stand in front of a woman who is a woman of God and be deceptive. Because eventually God's going to be like, I have an assistant now. So when you come in my inbox now, if she sees that you're all nonsense, you'll get a general message from her to let you know that you're not available. I'm not available to talk. So if you don't have my phone number or my email, you won't be able to talk to me online. Period. Unless you're family. That's just what it is. Nobody has time for the nonsense. And although there are women putting things out there, men are supposed to be our leaders. And we're still looking for you to be our leaders. But what you're doing is you're falling back. You're falling back. You're stepping back and doing absolutely nothing, waiting to see if she's going to eventually say something. But these days, even if she says something, you got so many other options that you don't even care about what she's saying right now, because she, even if she's not saying what you really want to hear, you're going to, one of those 15 women say what you want to hear, and you're going to address her and try to talk to her. Then when you find out that she's not the right one, then you'll double back over to the other woman who is more to your liking. But by then, it'll probably be too late because she's moved on to something different. I'm just saying. Samantha says, y'all better come correct when it comes to my sis. She has backup. And that's vice versa. That goes for her as well. We out here as women, as single women, we're out here living the life, and it's almost like y'all men almost don't even exist to us anymore. because we're having to focus on having great relationships with each other. We're focused on bettering ourselves from all of that. If it just so happens you can get a date with a guy, cool. All right. Do we need him to call us for a date these days? No, because you're not doing it anyway, because you're too busy online trying to woo 15 other women, sending your penis pictures out, all willy-nilly to 15 other different women. So what does a real woman, what does a godly woman really want with a man like that? She doesn't. She don't want a man like that. No woman wants a man who's given everything to every other woman in the world. And just as a man don't want a woman who's given everything to every man in the world, other men, entertaining 15 other men, and whatever she's feeding him, she's feeding him. Whatever, they're all getting the same thing, so what makes him special? They're all getting the same thing, so what makes her special? Nothing. Because you're not going to come offline and have a real conversation with her. There are women out there that still want you to be, that still want to be pursued. There are still women out there that will enjoy you being the hunter. Because she wants to know that you're going to put in the effort. She wants to know that you're going to put in the effort to chase her, to put in the effort to get to know her, to put in the effort to want to build something with her. If you are not that guy and you know that she is because you would have had a conversation with her and you know that she is, you will put in the effort to make sure that the next man don't have her attention. But if she's as good as you say she is, you're going to make sure. And I'm not talking about sex, fellas. We're not talking about sex because that's not going to hold her. Women can pretty much find sex in any place, in any world, and she ain't got to pay for it. Y'all on a different hint, y'all a different story because y'all might have to pay for it. But a woman doesn't. So she's not talking about that. Me being the woman that I am, I have options. I do. It's what I choose to not do. Once I'm dedicated, I'm dedicated. Once I'm loyal, I'm loyal. That's just what it is. That's just me. There are a lot of women like that. I know plenty. Once they're dedicated, they're dedicated. But since none of you men could answer the question, do men want to be chased in a relationship? I'm just going to assume that you do. I'm just going to assume that you do, and we're going to move on. So as we can continue this conversation offline, my radio show is about to end. So this is your girl, Cotton Campbell. Have an amazing day, everybody. You know my motto, peace, love, and loyalty. God before man, spirit before flesh, and love before what? Love before hate. And catch me next week. We'll be talking some more relationship conversations. You guys.
Girl, I understand that your body needs attention, and I don't wanna take away from your body's perfection by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't wanna make it hard, cause it